We now welcome in the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning.
Good morning. A tough loss for you guys on the road up in Maine in a hard-fought game. Come up short 20-16. As you've gone back and look at that one, break down the game for me.
I thought it was a hard-fought game. We had some opportunities. They left the door open at halftime. You know, we didn't play great in the first half. They beat us deep on a couple balls and scored some touchdowns. And we kind of got some momentum in the second half and had a chance to win. And, you know, we had to take field goals instead of touchdowns. And, you know, we had one of our Z Roberson behind the secondary running for a touchdown wide open. And he pulled up lame from his injury and was not able to get in the end zone. And so we had some issues like that. And unfortunately, we were not able to finish off the last drive where we were inside their territory to have a chance to win. So, you know, you credit Maine for playing a tough game. And we lost a tough, another heartbreaker in a game that, you know, very easily we could have won.
Is that a part of, we've talked about, the kind of year you've had with an extremely young team and the ranking and all that. Is this still part of the growing process, trying to be able to win a game like this?
The coach in me wants to say, the young talk is over, and we need to grow up and start finishing some things. But the part of me that's built programs in the past and been part of this process understands that you have to be able to. The growth process is important, and we're in it. And I'm kind of torn based on the chance to be 6-0 with a couple plays here or there, or, you know, look at it and say, okay, we're making a lot of progress. And I'm kind of stuck in the middle of that, to be honest with you. And I hope that the maturing process can speeds up. So we can try to finish some of these games. I do recognize our youth, and I do recognize where we're at in our program. But at the end of the day, the wins and losses and the column and competing is more important than excuses, and we're going to keep working, and we're going to go into Villanova in a very tough, another tough game and try to get a win. So that's, I think if we can play the way who we need to be, our chance of winning will go up.
Let's start on the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, you guys let up the three long pass plays, but other than that, did you feel like you played fairly steady defensively? And then what happened on those three long plays?
You know, we've been really good all year on big plays and what we determine are big plays. And, you know, nothing happened. They ran right by us on two of them. I think the critical one was – the really big one was the one in the second half. I thought, we really played a poor first half, and they weren't doing anything that we hadn't seen. They ran right by us on a couple plays. I mean, there's no excuse. There's no, our guys understand it. They have a very talented receiving core, and a quarterback could throw it deep. We weren't surprised by it. We knew it was coming. Credit Maine for making the plays. It's frustrating. The one in the second half was the one that was critical. It should have been an interception. We're in perfect position where our corner goes up and their guy reaches and snatches it from them. So, again, you credit playmakers in those situations. And we did not make the play that could have turned the tide of the game. And with all that said, and as poorly as we played, we gave up 290 yards in the first half. We played a spirited second half, and we're gonna have to start playing 60 minutes or more to get some of these wins.
We're here with you, Albany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for him, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we've got one in queue. If you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Mark Singlais with Albany Times Union.
Hi, Greg. You mentioned Z. Coming up lame on that one long catch and run. Where does that leave him for practice this week and for Villanova?
Hey, Mark. We don't know. I mean, we'll know more today. The kid, you saw him at practice last week. I had to throw him out of drills. He wants to play as hard as hurting, and he's given everything he can. He, you know, we knew he was going to be limited. You know, we're down two of our top outside receivers, and he, you know, he gets behind the defense one leg, and he makes the play, and it's a touchdown, and he just pulls up lame, and we end up with no points on the drive, you know, and it's a shame. You talk about, you know, one of those swings in momentum. If he scores there, it's a totally different game. So where it leaves us, I don't know. We'll see. You know, I'm sure he's going to be out Tuesday. We'll see if he can get going Wednesday, fight through the pain. And, you know, I love that he's given us that kind of effort. And but we got to get him healthy so he can get out there and be effective for us this week.
Thank you.
Greg, it's with Elijah Ibitoken Hanks having such a great start to the season and obviously becoming the focus of the defense, it's certainly having to put a lot more pressure on Nevin Sussman, and he throws for 187 and also has 75 yards rushing on Saturday. How do you think he's handling that added responsibility?
He's doing a good job. I think, you know, some of the problem we're having now is people trying to do too much. And, you know, EB is a good back, and he's trying to turn every run into a 30-yard run instead of just making the runs that are there. We had multiple opportunities in critical situations that the 3 or 4-yard run was what we needed, not the 30-yard run. And, again, you love your players because they care so much. I mean, I think our kids – they care greatly and they work extremely hard. Our passion at games is commendable, but we just got to start doing our jobs and not overwork it too much. So that's a little bit of what we're having. I think Nevin's progress has been steady and very good. And I'm excited about the potential. You know, every single skill kid we have right now are sophomores and freshmen and they're making progress, but unfortunately, you know, we got drops by young receivers that haven't been in game situations and trying to get off jam. So it's part of the youth and the growth that I was talking about earlier. We got to grow out of that and quit worrying about it. Football's football, and we got to play better.
As you touched on, it doesn't get any easier for you guys this week. Head on the road to Villanova as you started to look at the Wildcats. What impresses you about them, and what are going to be some of the keys for your team?
They're super well coached. You know, you look at their defense and. They have everybody seems to have a dominant defensive lineman and they have one. He's another NFL prospect this week and he is very disruptive. But I think overall, you know, the thing that I'm most impressed with Villanova is how they play within their scheme and they make very, very few mistakes. They make you earn it. I know their quarterback got banged up last week. It probably hurt them in that game against Richmond, but they're a great football team and they're super coached and it's a tough environment to go in there and play. We got to get back to who we are. You know, we've kind of lost ourselves a little bit, I thought, last week and trying too hard. And if we go in there and don't play our game, we won't have much of a chance. So it's my job to get us ready to go into a very tough environment and play our game.
All right, Greg. Thanks as always for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.